Go ahead.
He's deflecting. What I can't tell is whether it's because he's inclined to say no or wants to be wooed to say yes. Either way, I'll have to ease him into the conversation, not be so blunt. This trip may take longer than I thought.
We looked through all the file cabinets.
They're not on this computer?
Not with the congressman's handwritten notes.
All right. I'll check his office.
There is a comfort to these woods. Like they're my backyard. Well, they are my backyard in a way. I own them.
How much land?
6,000 acres.
You think I could get a tour of your Fulton plant while I'm in town?
If you like, but I don't know why you'd want to be there when you could be out here.
I've never seen a nuclear plant.
Not much to see. Steel, concrete, a lot of steam.
The president hasn't exactly been a big supporter of nuclear power. Is that a part of your hesitation, that fear that the administration
might... He's just being savvy. Nuclear energy is a tough sell after Japan. But it's the only option we have right now that doesn't completely trash the planet. The argument against nuclear power is an emotional one.
And you don't make decisions based on emotion?
Decisions based on emotion aren't decisions at all. They're instincts, which can be of value. The rational and the irrational complement each other. Individually, they're far less powerful.
And which category do your thoughts on the vice presidency fall into?
You hear that song? It's a hermit thrush. Can't see him. Solitary the thrush. The hermit. Withdrawn to himself, avoiding the settlements, sings by himself a song. Do you know the poem?
No, I don't.
Walt Whitman. It's about the death of Abraham Lincoln.